Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
All right, Connie, all yours.
Okay, thank you so much. So, welcome everyone. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. You are listening to In the Arms of the Angels. I am airing this show on the first Thursday of every month at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. My website is www.drconniesays.com, drconniesays.com, and my email address is drconniesays@gmail.com. So again, welcome. And what I was wanting to speak with you about was something that was coming up multiple times in my practice was people that had what they called kind of a revolving door existence. This is where you keep going, but you just don't feel like you're making any progress. And most of us do want a better life. Then what I found when I was listening to my clients was they would complain about their current relationships, whether it was with a loved one, children, a boss, any type of relationship that was meaningful. And then they would talk about their family, and it was uncanny how the relationship with the person they were having the problem with at that time had so many of the same characteristics as a significant family member, generally of a mother or a father. And I know I've had clients say, you know, I dated this person and then we got serious or we got married or whatever, and then they became just like my mother or my father, or I dated this person and didn't even know they drank, and that I married them, and now I find out they're an alcoholic, and my father was an alcoholic. So it seems that for a lot of people, and these are people that are really striving to have a better relationship, they go through this revolving door. And they feel like they're making progress, but they keep, when they turn back around, they feel like they're right at the same place that they were before. One of the reasons for that, the vibrational level that we're operating in. And if I only, let me see how I want to put this. If my mindset and what I feel I can attract is only a certain type of person, then that's what I'm going to bring into my life, because that's what I'm energetically putting out in the universe. And the universe is going to give me what I put out. So, a lot of the time, it's just that we feel like that's all we're good for. I'm not good enough to have a really great relationship, so I have to settle for the mediocre relationship. I really want to be a higher level of management in my company, but people like me don't get to be that level, so we just stay at the, kind of a bottom level. So unless we come to terms with our own past, the problem with this is not only do we continue to live in mediocrity and we continue to compromise, but we also pass that down to our children. And I believe that the phrase that the sins of the father are passed on to the children, I believe that that's what they're talking about. And it's not obviously the fathers as just in men, because women can do this too. But if I don't resolve the conflicts that I have in my childhood. I bring them into my adulthood, and I will pass them down to my children, who will then pass them down to their children, and it becomes a huge systemic problem. For example, in my family, we had many conversations about money. And actually, it was the lack of money. And although we went to church, we went every Sunday morning, we went Sunday night, and we went every Wednesday night. So three times a week, we were in service. Heard countless sermons on riches, the faithfulness found in God, the abundance, God's miracles. But since my family never believed that the miracles could reach us, because, again, it was a mindset of lack and limitation that was brought down from my grandparents to my parents, and this is what the relationship with God and with money that I had growing up, that the abundance that the universe had, it never really reached our family because we didn't believe that it could. So every praise that we gave to God for his bountiful blessings was negated by the doubt that God would actually follow through with his promises. So, of course, the doubt was stronger than the faith, and we only received a trickle of what we could have had we been able to stand in the faith that God was asking us to do. So my question for you is, what is most important for you? What is that thing that you really, really strive for? For some people, it's intelligence. I heard a father tell his daughter one time that the most important thing you can be is smart. I've heard parents advise their children to find a secure job and stay in that job and, you know, retire there, but stay in something that's safe, stay in something that's secure. Is it children? Is the most important thing for you marriage? Is it vibrant health, financial security? What is that thing that if you could take a rope and lasso it and bring it to you, what would that be? There's nothing wrong with being intelligent or having a secure job. There's nothing wrong with wanting children, wanting to be married, having financial security, being healthy. There's nothing wrong with wanting anything that we need to function in this world or anything that would make our existence in this world more comfortable. But we need to be sure that what we rest those desires on is our destiny, that we rest our desires on the purpose for which we were born, that thing that is something that uniquely you can fulfill. It's something that the way that you would go about it more lives and would be have a bigger impact on the world if you did this destiny as opposed to somebody else. So when you don't stand in following that thing that God will guide you to, if you don't stand in the journey of fulfilling that destiny, then it's like there's a hole in the big puzzle piece of the world. There's a piece missing. When we don't follow through with what God wants us to do. The destiny is something that will bring you joy and will bring you fulfillment. It's like you're happy ever after in a fairy tale. Your destiny is that thing that you are uniquely suited and that uniquely fit. Most of the time, our destiny is something that is already of interest to us. We may wonder how we're going to do it. We may think that the getting there is more than we can do. But there is a tug and a desire on most of our hearts to do something, whether it's teach, own a business, be an astronaut, fly a plane, go into some health field, or something that is, when you hear it, you go, wow, yeah, I kind of like that. That kind of resonates with me. It's that kind of a thing. If you don't know what your destiny is, just follow your heart. Do that thing that you enjoy doing, because most of the time, like I said, most of the time, your destiny is going to be thing that you already are aligned with anyway, the thing that already brings you joy, the thing you already enjoy doing. So if you are in a position, if you are in a job that you do not enjoy, if going to work is a drudgery, if you go just to make your paycheck, very likely that you are not yet in your destiny. You're not necessarily in the wrong place. You're not necessarily doing the wrong thing. You just haven't arrived yet. It could be that you're being prepared. Could be that God is continuing to do work in you so that when you reach your destiny, you are ready to step into it, and you may feel fearful about stepping in on center stage when your destiny does arrive. But the work that God continues to do prepares you so that when your destiny arrives, you are ready to step into it. You can still be afraid. You may step into it and be afraid while you do it, but you're ready to step into it. If God presents something to you too soon, then you may shy away and say, oh, I don't think I could ever do that. But there is a work that is being done inside each of us that prepares us to do that thing that we are uniquely suited to do. So if you don't know what that is, just follow your heart. If you enjoy cooking, then go somewhere where you can cook. If you're in a position and you don't like where you are, you wish that you could go start your own business, for example, then you begin to be mindful of that thing that you really, really want. Most of the time, people do not arrive at their destiny because they are either too afraid to step out on faith, or they don't think it's ever going to happen. Or they haven't even begun to ask themselves, what is that thing that I would really like to do? I've known of people and they go to work every day and they hate it. They hate what they do. They don't enjoy anything about their job, but they do it because their thinking is that this is the thing that I need to do to make to make my paycheck. And again, if that's where you're at, you are not necessarily in the wrong place, and you are not doing anything wrong. It is an opportunity to look at where you're at and to ask the angels and to be honest with yourself and saying, you know, this is really not what I want. What I want is, and then tell the universe the desires of your heart. I really don't like being lonely, God, universe. I wish you to bring me my soulmate. I wish you to bring me financial abundance. I wish you to bring me vibrant health. I wish for children. What you do is a two-part. You begin to realize what it is that you really want, the things that make your heart sing. And you begin to ask God and the angels, and I have a list of some of the angels that you can specifically ask, call on, depending on what your desire is. But it's becoming self-aware and being honest with ourselves on what it is we really want. And then it is asking the angels to guide us in getting there. And part of the journey is going to be the preparation of getting you in the place where when that happens, you're ready to take it on. It could be a walk of faith. It could be getting through or learning to deal with an illness. It could be any number of things, but there is a preparation time as well as an opportunity for you to really be very concrete on not only what you want to do, but where you want to do it and how you want to do it. So I'm just going to stick with a job right now because that seems to be what I'm on the forefront of my mind right now. Write down exactly what you want without compromising. You don't have to worry about how you're going to get it. That's not your job. But I would encourage you to write down exactly what it is what you want. Now, I did this one time with a house that I wanted. I was living in a small town, and I thought this house doesn't even exist. So I wrote down the location. I wanted a view of the water. I wanted it within walking distance of downtown to the amenities that I wanted. I wanted a driveway for my car. I wanted a certain number of bedrooms. I wanted a certain number of bathrooms. I wanted lots of windows. I wrote down every single thing that I wanted, knowing that this place didn't even exist. And it was 2 or 3 years, I think. I was living in this small town, and I was driving down the road, and there it was. And there was a for rent sign in front of it. And I ended up being able to rent the exact place, everything that I wanted on my list, every single thing I wanted on my that was on my list. Was in that house. Now, I didn't even know it existed, but there it was the whole time. You don't have to be afraid of asking the universe, and you don't have to be constantly saying, okay, now, universe, remember, I told you that I wanted, you know, this person, and they need to be this height and this weight and have this color hair. And you don't have to constantly be reminding the universe, but I certainly didn't at this house. I didn't think it existed. So the universe knows, the universe created you in a way to line you up with certain desires of your heart. The universe wants to give you the desires of your heart. We were not meant to be in a place where we are constantly looking through the window going, gee, I wish I had that. Gee, I'm standing out here and I'm cold and lonely. I wish I was inside with everybody else having fun. But the universe did not design us to live on the outside. If we are aware of what it is we want, and we are aware of who we are as children of God, then we have an opportunity to present to God what it is that we truly want. Sometimes when we go down a particular road, it may lead us a particular road to our destiny. It may lead us to something else. And I always remember the example of Joel Osteen when he said that he was, for about 15 years when his father was minister, he actually worked in the background. He did the lighting, and he said every Saturday night he'd go over and lay out his father's booth, and he wanted to be sure that everything was exactly perfect because he wanted to literally and figuratively put his father in the best light. Because he was in charge of the sound and the lights and the cameras and all of that stuff. But then when his father passed away, he knew that he was being called to step out from behind the cameras in front of the cameras. And this was one of those occasions where you do something, you're afraid, and you do it anyway. You just do it afraid. So this was one occasion where he really felt he was doing exactly what he wanted to do, but the whole time he was being prepared for doing something different. And sometimes that's what God will do for us. We feel like that we're doing exactly what we want, and then God will say, okay, now I'd like you to do this. And part of the knowing of being able to shift down a different track is that we stay consciously aware of our intuition and our guidance and our gut feeling. So we know with every step we take whether we're on track or not. Because as we continue to grow in our faith, God may require or ask more of us because he can give us more because we are exhibiting more faith in him. So whereas one time I was very content being the secretary, now I want to have my own office and have staff underneath me. I want to be in charge of all the secretaries. Because as I've gained confidence in myself and I've gained knowledge and I've gained an awareness of my abilities, God is able to give me more opportunity to do more things. So sometimes when we're on one path and we feel like that we're right in loving what we do, God may say, now I'd like you to do this over. Being mindful of our gut feelings and our intuition and just in our prayers and being able to not only ask God for what we need, but being able to listen when God says, okay, now I want you to do this over here. And by the way, sometimes God will say no. And I don't understand why. But there are times in the Bible when people have asked for something. And there are times in people's lives when they have asked for something. And it doesn't seem to manifest. As long as you're breathing, there's hope. But if you don't get it, and you know you're following everything God wants you to do, if you don't get it, then there's a reason for it. So part of asking for the desires is being open to how God chooses to answer those desires. Again, for Joel Osteen, it was, I don't want you to behind the cameras, I want you in front of the cameras. I want you doing something that you really, at least initially, he didn't like doing it. So part of the journey is being faithful in what God is asking us to do. So, if you continue to keep yourself open, then you're going to know in your heart whether you're at the right place at the right time. You're going to know in your heart whether the people that you are with are the kind of people that are bringing you into, that are healthy for you to be around. And I'm not necessarily talking about a committed relationship. I'm not saying go break up with your, you know, with your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend. What I am saying is that if there's something in your heart in a relationship and you know comfortable for you, part of the awareness of being open to God is also being aware of saying, you know, this person, I really have uncomfortable feelings, or I really feel this way about this person, so that God can help you mend the relationship. And sometimes mending the relationship means that the relationship continues, and sometimes it means that it's time to walk away from the person. Only God can tell you. Only God can tell you. Only God can tell you whether it's time to, especially in a committed relationship, whether it's time to leave that relationship or not. But if you are faithful and you want to do everything you can to mend the relationship, then it's very possible that can happen. We're almost to the half hour, so I will just remind you that you are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And this is the program In the Arms of the Angels. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. And this program airs the first Thursday of every month at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Oh, hi.
Yeah, I was taking a caller.
Oh, okay.
Just want to let everybody know, if you want to call in and ask questions and get angel readings, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Are you ready, Dr. Connie?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sarah, you're on there.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
How can I help you, love?
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'd like to know what the angels are saying to me.
Okay. Do you have any inkling what they might be saying to you? Do you have
what?
Any idea?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Alrighty. First off, there is a situation that you have been concerned about. And the angels want you to know that the situation has already been resolved and it's been taken care of. So all you have to do is have faith and trust that everything is going to work out as it should. One of the ways to do that is to maintain your thoughts so that they're positive. And you can do that by finding affirmations or positive quotes, or when you find that you're starting to doubt, remember that God has, and Archangel Michael have already told you that the situation that you're talking about is already, has already been taken care of. And lastly, part of this, the part of what you're in right now, you seem to be very sensitive spiritually. And what Michael is asking you to do is sort of shield yourself so that you're not picking up a lot of negative energy from another from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting a white protective light around you, then you're better able to, you know, keep your energy in for yourself, which will give you, it'll calm your thinking and it'll make you stronger as you're waiting for this situation to resolve. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you there, Mark? Okay.
Well, you know,
Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I just I had it muted again. Okay, let's go ahead and let's do an angel reading for everybody. Drawing three cards for the month of March. I always love when you do that.
Okay. I will do that toward the end. I just want to go through just a couple of more things right now, and then I will do that. I will do that at the end.
All right. Everybody. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. So, but let me know if we have anybody else calling, okay?
Yep.
All righty. So here's the deal. Your legacy, one of the reasons that you have the issues and the concerns and the problems and the doubts and the fears and the whatever, one of the reasons that you are in the spot you are in, your legacy is your breakthrough. It is standing in the face of what has been handed to you and saying, I am not going to react the same way I've always reacted before. If you want to find your secure place in the on your journey, then your legacy is going to be your breakthrough. Is the breakthrough of saying, I will not respond in the same way that I responded before. Your legacy is being the change. You are the one who is to act differently. I do not care if everybody else in your family goes to the left. If God says go to the right, you go to the right. If God says you be the change, everybody else is going to talk about everybody else in the family, but you are going to be the one not to do that. Everybody else is going to be worried about money, worried about health, worried about jobs, whatever. You are going to be the one that is not going to do that. You are going to be the one to stand in your space and not fear lack, loneliness, disease, anything that the world throws at you. You are the one, if you want to make the change in your life and see the miracles of God fall around you like the stars in the sky, it will happen when you be the change and you be the one that acts differently And when everybody else is tugging and pulling and inviting you to gossip or be afraid or whatever it is you do or have done, your legacy of making your life different and making the life different for your future generation is to not do what you've done in the past that has not worked for you. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Where would you go? Who would you be? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? If God put it on your heart, you cannot fail. If God put on your heart to be in, with a deep desire to be an earth angel, to have your own practice, to have vibrant health, to be out of debt, to be married, to have children. If God put it on your heart, you cannot fail. I do not know how it will look, but I know you cannot fail. Thomas Edison is remembered for inventing, one of the things is inventing the light bulb. He is not remembered for the thousand times he failed in trying to invent the light bulb. Walt Disney is remembered for his theme park. He is not remembered for going into debt seven times trying to get those things built. Babe Ruth was known as the strikeout king. George Washington, I read his biography. As general of the Continental Armies, he lost way more battles than he won. Abraham Lincoln was defeated many, many more times as he ran for politics. Had a nervous breakdown, had a miserable marriage, lost one of his children. Your journey, hang on just a minute. Your journey is not a journey of perfection. Your journey is a journey of perseverance. Yes, Mark.
Okay, we got a caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Christy, you're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I was wondering if maybe I could get some feedback or input about how to open up more into my creativity. I feel like I'm stuck. And I feel like it revolves around, too, just my sense of maybe abundance. And I have some fear that I've really been working on to release. And just wondered if you might have some insight with the angels.
Okay. Well, one thing you need to do is... you just need to do it afraid. Whatever that creativity thing or the thing that holds you back, part of breaking through that is just learning to do it even though it's not a comfortable thing for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
Okay.
One of the things for you is Archangel Michael wants you to call on him. Part of this creativity is your divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Archangel Michael does is he's the angel that guides us in our divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask every day for his guidance and to follow his footsteps, he will do a couple of things. Number one, he will obviously guide you towards your destiny. But it'll also start making the changes in you that need to be done so that you can get rid of some of the fear that holds you back. There's also, does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, there's also a couple of your chakras that are off.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's this whole fear thing that you've got where it's okay and it's safe for you to speak your truth.
Wow. Yeah.
However you choose to do that, but it's safe for you to do that. You can call on Archangel Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
Because as the messenger angel, she is the one that helps with communication. So you have two very powerful archangels on your side, one being Michael, the other being Gabriel, that will support you and assist you. But I really, the only thing that I'm getting that's going through my mind right now is you just need to do it afraid.
Yeah.
If you wait for the fear to go, you're going to be waiting a lot longer.
Right.
You also need to be very careful. You're very sensitive with certain foods that you eat, chemicals that you may be around, processed foods, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So one of the things that the angels are also encouraging you to do, and Archangel Raphael can help with this also, is just to really watch what you eat,
mm-hmm.
because it's not doing your body, not only physically but spiritually, energetically, it's not doing your body good. Some of the foods that you're eating.
Is that, do you know if that's in particular meat in particular, or
what I had going through my mind was more was organic, going more for organic vegetables and foods that you are naturally going to be drawn to,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to raise your vibrational energy.
Gotcha.
And the only thing that I'm seeing in my head right now are bright colored, like really red peppers and like kale and that kind of real leafy greens and nuts is what I'm seeing right now.
That makes a lot of sense.
But you're very powerful, and there's something that the angels really are waiting for you just to sort of jump in there and just do it. And then they can't really do a lot till you start doing it. You know, they can't push you, but they can, once you get started, then they can help you out. But just remember to call on them and to guard yourself with protective light and protective energy.
Okay. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, ma'am.
All righty. Lisa, you're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How can we help you?
Could you tell me what message my angels have for me?
First off, they do want to tell you that they love you. And that they're there for you. And I don't get the sense that you call on them as much as they would like for you to do. So that's what I have first off. Alrighty. Raphael is really big for you this evening. There's some sort of healing work for you, and I don't know whether that's praying for people, just being kind and, you know, giving a good word for people. I don't know that you're necessarily a healer or like a doctor or a vet or something, but the healing work that you do is more in giving, like giving of yourself and giving gifts and being sensitive so that if people needed something, you would be that kind of person to go, oh, you know what, I think Jane needs a new pair of shoes. I'm going to get her this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, that kind of a healer, that kind of a spirit, healing somebody's spirit. And Raphael wants to help you with that. You're very, as the lady before that called, you're also very sensitive spiritually. And watching your diet is also very important, and going more toward eating less meat and going more toward organic foods.
I just bought a new NutriBullet last week.
There you go. Well, there you go. And
I am all into that.
And lastly, and I get the feeling that this is the most important for you, is only do the things for you that you really want to do that mean something to you. As a giver, you may end up giving more of yourself, your time and your energy, than you are comfortable with. So part of being the spiritual light worker that Raphael would like to work through you is being able to stand in your integrity and only do those things that that resonate with you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a blessed evening. Yes, ma'am.
And you too.
Thank you.
All right. Tiffany, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. How can we help you?
I was wondering if I can get, messages or whatever comes up, or do you want topics?
I'm just here for whatever it is you need, love.
Okay. So let me share with you about what's causing me problem, and that is work. I'm in trouble at work, and also work was sold, company was sold. So now I'm looking for a job. Well, not now. I've been looking for a job, and I'm just waiting.
Okay. I'm not sure. You do have a job? Or you're still looking? You have a job or you're still looking?
I'm still employed, and I'm looking at the same time.
Okay. Okay. Archangel Michael is asking you to be more mindful in asking him to help you, of being sure that you call in his energy so that you have the assistance. Again, he's the archangel that helps with divine purpose. So he will be able to help guide your path to the next job that either is your divine purpose or moves you closer to your divine purpose. Way that God is going to answer your prayer about your new job, it may not come exactly as, it may not be straightforward. I don't know how to say this. It may like come through a friend, or it may come through some odd way that you get a job. But it may not be that you send out a resume and somebody calls you right back and goes, oh, yeah, we think you're perfect. There may be some other avenue that you get a job. Does that make sense? What God and what the angels are trying to get you to do is broaden your mind on how you could get a job. That there's divine order and divine guidance in the way that you're going to get your job. So don't be so narrowly focused that the only way I can get a job is to send out, 10,000 resumes and hope I get one interview.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, to be more open-minded.
Okay. So be open. Know that the angels and God are capable of opening up a job for you in numerous ways. So don't be so locked into feeling like you've got to, like I said, send out 10,000 resumes. And also, and again, this is the most important one for you, is they want you to be happy and relaxed right now. They don't want you to wait till you get your job. They don't want you to wait till the next thing happens for you to be happy. They want you to be happy and content now, knowing that you are going to be taken care of.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, good luck with you. I know that Michael's not going to let you down, and I don't know how the job is going to come to you, but I know it will.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck. Okay, Dr. Connie, 6 minutes.
Okay, good. I can do my reading for the month of April. Alrighty, so for the month of April, one of the things that he wants us to be aware of is how much love that the angels have for us. And the way that the angels want to show the love is in a couple of ways. One is saying that we have options to our all the dilemmas and the problems and the issues that we feel like we have, and we feel like we're back into a corner and we don't know what's going to happen. The angels want us to know that they have unlimited resources, and there are multiple options and multiple ways that they can answer the prayers and the requests that we have for the month of March. One of the ways that they want to show how much they love us is to be especially sensitive for those people who are in healing work, to be especially sensitive to the ability for the angels to work through us in being able to touch other people. And if you feel that you are stuck or you are needing additional guidance, that healing workers are available for you if you feel that you need to go to an energy worker. And that if you pray and if you will ask the angels, because of their love and because there are options, you will be able to find the energy worker that will be, that will suit you the best. And this could be someone who is a card reader, or someone who is psychic. It could be an angel worker. It could be a chiropractor, a medical doctor, an acupuncturist. It could be someone who does Reiki. There is any number of healing workers. So for those who practice in the healing work, the opportunity to have an abundance of love from the angels is available in the month of March. For those who need to receive the healing work, call on the angels to send you to the right person to keep you on your path. So with that, Mark, I'll send it back your way.
All right, sounds good. Excellent show. For everybody who called in, thank you for your questions. And as always, lots of love to you, Dr. Connie, and the angels.
And you too. Thank you, Mark. All right, thank you so much. Bye now.
Yeah, everybody, you've been listening to Dr. Connie in the Arms of the Angels. You can find out more about her by going to her website at drconniesays.com. Make sure to check out all her great services. And you can find her on the air at Spiritual Connections Radio once a month to find out more about her show and other shows and the website links for our guests and our hosts. You can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.